President Bush named his pick for Commerce Secretary today. He tapped Carlos Gutierrez, a Cuban-born American and the chief executive officer of Kellogg Company, to replace outgoing Secretary Don Evans. The president called Gutierrez a great American success story and urged the Senate to confirm him quickly. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the White House.
President Bush said he was proud to nominate Carlos Gutierrez today. The president called him a man who knows business from the first rung on the ladder to the very top.
He learned English from a bellhop in a Miami hotel and later became an American citizen. When his family eventually settled in Mexico City, Carlos took his first job for Kellogg as a truck driver, delivering Frosted Flakes to local stores.
25 years later, Gutierrez was running Kellogg. He is credited with reviving sales at the slumping cereal company since the late 90s and reducing its debt. Unlike outgoing Commerce Secretary Don Evans, Gutierrez was not one of the Bush campaign's top donors, but he will be a strong ally, especially in the coming drive for Social Security and tax reform. Gutierrez today pledged his faith in Mr. Bush's agenda.
I believe passionately in your leadership and the direction you've set. I believe in your call for a vibrant, growing, entrepreneurial society where everyone has the opportunity to experience the joy and the pride of ownership, where everyone can contribute and where everyone can benefit.
If Gutierrez is confirmed by the Senate, he will be the second Hispanic in Mr. Bush's second-term cabinet. He is also the president's second Cuban-American appointee, after former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Mel Martinez. The Cuban-American community, particularly in Florida, strongly supported President Bush in this fall's election. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The White House.